It's the Hometown Morning Show on 104.3 The River. And from Breckenridge Health, I've got Allison Mattingly in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Child, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
While we were sitting here, it's talking about the state of our yards. And yours is, I'm looking at yours right now. It's kind of crunchy.
It's pitiful.
We might get a little bit of rain. But we're bringing fun and happiness to the county.
We are.
Because we've got a health fair coming up.
We do.
What's going on?
Well, we are really excited about this. We have wanted to have a health fair for quite some time, and it's happening tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock.
So it's on. This is for real. On. You are really having this thing.
Oh, it is. It better be on.
The weather is going to be.
We put a lot of work into this.
The weather's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
For your health fair.
Oh, we are so excited about the temperatures tomorrow.
You picked a good one.
We did. We really did. Cattlemen's Association is going to come out, and we're going to have free lunch.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Those guys are probably some of my favorite cooks in the county.
Oh, you can't beat a good cattleman's burger.
They're the best.
Most definitely.
So what inspired this? Just a chance for folks to get together and kind of see what you all do?
Well, it's just another way for us to get out there and let people know exactly what services that Breckenridge Health provides that you don't have to leave the county for.
Right. Because, you know, in this day and age, folks, if we don't support our rural hospitals, we're going to be in a shape.
We are.
Rural communities depend on their small hospitals. And, you know, I was born at that one.
Same here.
Kind of attached to it, you know. And it is vital that we get behind our local small hospitals and support them, because we're a long way from everywhere.
We are.
If something happens, you know, is there anywhere in the county more than a half hour from Hardinsburg?
No.
That's about average, isn't it? From the furthest reaches. So here we go. You know, we've got BMH. It's been there for a long time, well established. Everybody's pretty much familiar in the county. Unless you're brand new here, then you definitely need to go meet everybody. Everybody pretty much knows everybody there. They know that you're going to get taken care of. And we've just got, as rural Kentuckians, it is more important now than ever that we get behind the services that we have in our small rural counties.
I agree wholeheartedly, you know. And there is something to be said about neighbor taking care of neighbor.
Absolutely.
Family, you know, you're treated like family. It's, heal, you know, that you always hear shop local. You know, heal local.
Sure, sure.
I mean, it's...
And we're not gloom and doom this morning. We're just talking the facts. We're going to have fun tomorrow at this health fair. But the support, I mean, if you know, you all need a ton of people to show up. That way you can do it every year.
Definitely.
And folks will know that you are there and what you're doing for the community. Because it really comes down to community.
Oh,
hospitals,
yeah,
have to make money, and people are employed there, and that it is what it is. But it's more than a business.
It is.
A lot more than a business. So go out, eat a burger.
Eat a burger, like I said, it's going to be 100% free. What better way to, you know, make a pit stop while you're out shopping for your goods at the Highway 60 yard sale? You know, come on in.
It's going to be wild.
Oh, it is. It
anything
is,
you're but, after this year? Is anything you're looking for? What are you going to pack in this year?
I don't know.
I've been grounded from it.
My oldest, she loves going out looking for Christmas stuff. She's obsessed with Christmas decorations.
It's going to be here in about 2 weeks. It's going to seem like
that.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Well, it's already here in some stores. I was in Hobby Lobby the other day, and there was lots of Christmas trees, and it just seems like the older we get, time flies.
Time
even
absolutely
faster.
Flies. It seems like you were in here just a couple of weeks ago, and it's been a couple months ago. Well, with me, you came in for guest DJs, but it's been a while since you've been with me.
I know.
So we were talking about a run then.
Yes.
It's been a pretty good while ago.
July.
Hard to believe. So here we are in October. So we've got the BMH Health Fair, and this is a great thing. What all can folks expect to see at the health fair?
Well, we are going to have, like I said, it will start at 10 o'clock. The food will actually start around 11 o'clock. We're going to have free blood pressure checks tomorrow. Free blood typing if you don't know what type
blood
you have. We will test you and let you know. Colon cancer screenings, muscle weakness and balance screenings, medication reviews, glucose checks, depression and anxiety screenings, sleep screenings, financial information if you're needing any assistance with that. We also have a few outside vendors coming as well. We're going to have a blood drive with the Western Kentucky Blood Center.
Very good.
They are actually who the hospital gets our blood from. So that will be through our surgery department. Tiffany Board will be out there with information on Be the Match for bone marrow donors. AeriVac will be out there, Air Methods, Breck Central EMS will be out there. Health Department will be out there doing car seat safety checks.
They are the queens of car seat.
Oh, definitely.
I think that Jenny and Lacey know more about car seats than anybody I've ever met in my life.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding. Our Diabetes Coalition for Breckenridge County will also be set up, as well as the Breckenridge County Coalition for Change and our foundation out there.
Great.
So the way it will work tomorrow is, of course, we're going to have the free food, the free screenings. We're also going to have door prizes. And the way the door prizes will work is it's going to be kind of like health fair bingo. Okay. To where you will start over towards the emergency room side. That's where the food is going to be. You'll come through that side door, and there will be different booths set up throughout the hospital. And each time you stop at a booth, they'll initial that you were there.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good
idea. And then at the end, when you've had your card completed, you'll turn that in. And the grand prize tomorrow is going to be $100 cash. So
that's worth a little cruise around the booth.
That is worth a little cruise around the booth.
And these screenings, that is a big deal, folks.
Oh, yeah.
A little prevention is worth several pounds of cure. So go, you know, and if you don't know what blood type you are,
I think that's important.
You really do need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And giving blood, if you're in good health, and it's really never too late.
It isn't.
To start doing that. I meet people, my dad for one, you know, he is very proud of how many gallons of blood that he has given in his pens. And folks that do that are really into it, and there's always a shortage.
Oh, there is. There
so
is.
Go, and that you'll feel good about yourself, and you get to have a snack so you don't pass out or anything. Everything's good.
Most definitely. We're also going to have shirts for sale tomorrow. There are breast cancer awareness shirts, really cute.
Right.
Those will be $15. And the money that we raise from these shirts, we are creating a fund at Breckenridge Health to help women that don't have a health insurance, to help them pay for those mammograms that they need.
Good.
So it will be money that goes back into the community to help those in need.
And you know, when you're helping your community, you get more out of that than you will ever know. So
yeah.
I think health fair would be a good stop. Now, how late are y'all going tomorrow afternoon?
We are going, the health fair itself will go from 10 to 2. The blood drive will end at 3 tomorrow.
Okay,
so we're hoping for a really big crowd. We've got a lot of burgers that are going to be cooking tomorrow.
There you go.
So,
there you go.
Come out, have lunch, come through the hospital, see what a wonderful facility Breckenridge County has. I love my job. I love every single person that works there at the hospital. I can truly say that it is one big family.
How fortunate, you know, are you to have a career that when you get up and go, you don't hate it. You love it, you know.
Oh, I know.
And community, that it all comes back to that word. You know,
yeah.
You are from here. You are here. And when you see progress, when you see good things happening in your workplace and people being helped, that's just got to be icing on the cake.
It is. It is. It's a very rewarding place to not only work, but to get to love everything about it.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. I wish you all luck. I hope folks come and eat all the burgers. Hope y'all work the cattlemen to death.
I hope so.
I know they're listening, so I have to say that. What a great bunch of guys. You talk about somebody that loves their community. They really do.
Oh, it's wonderful. They did not hesitate. When I called Darla Wethington about this, she was all for it. They are some busy people.
Any excuse they get to get that big old grill out, they're going to do it. They love playing with that big old grill.
They are. Know. We're very fortunate to have that group here in the county as
great
well.
Great bunch of guys. Well, we're glad to have you all, and we appreciate you. And I know you are a busy lady, so thanks for coming in and taking a minute and hanging out. And
I have
to
one
us.
More announcement.
Oh, lay it on us.
I know. Next week, starting on Monday, it's going to be Monday through Thursday. The main parking lot at the hospital is going to be closed.
Okay.
We are actually going to be repaving, restriping. It's been a much needed project. And so people will be able to park in the emergency room parking lot, as well as behind the hospital in the employee parking lot area.
You all still have ample parking.
So. We do. We just want people to be aware that main parking lot is going to be closed so that we can we can beautify it again. And
hey, progress. I love it.
It is. It is. We've got, you know, very, very faded stripes, and it just needs a facelift.
It's going to look sharp, isn't it?
Yep. But we're just really excited about tomorrow. Come on out. I have a giant walkthrough colon in the back of my vehicle right now. Not kidding.
That's fantastic.
People will be able to walk through that as far as getting in and out of the hospital.
Alice is actually going to set that up in her yard for Halloween. That's how you're going to get to her house to get the candy.
I am trick-or-treating.
That's what I heard. That's the rumor.
Go through the colon.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you so much. And y'all have fun tomorrow.
We will. We will. I hope you come out and have some lunch.
I'm
going
to try to come out and get blood.
Awesome. Even better. Even better.
Folks, we need you to do that if you can. It's
a need.
Yes, very much so. So thank you all for doing that. I know it's taking a lot of work to put this together, but it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
It is. It is. We're really excited about this.
All right. Well, save me a burger with no bun, and I'll come give blood. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
Get out and check out the health fair tomorrow, folks.